Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lappin. I'm delighted to be joined on the line by the youngest pro wrestler in Britain and the current 4G wrestling airborne champion, Joe Nelson. How are you doing this evening, Joe?
Mind you, mate.
Yeah, I'm brilliant, thank you. So thanks for joining me this evening.
It's all good, thanks for having me.
So Joe is here to discuss the upcoming 4GM Wrestling Seize the Moment show, which takes place on the February 10th at the Castleford Civic Hall. But before we discuss Seize the Moment, I just wanted to talk a bit about your career and how you got into wrestling. So, how long have you been a wrestling fan?
A wrestling fan? Oh God, quite a while. Since I was maybe 7 or something like that.
Yeah.
So a good seven years.
Yeah, so who's your favourite wrestler growing up then?
Oh, I'm not sure really. It depends. It changes a lot.
Yeah.
Depending on who I like to watch the most to try and learn off, or who I like to watch the most just because, for entertainment or stuff like that. So yeah, it changes a lot. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't really say.
So looking at the few videos I've seen of you, you do have a Rey Mysterio style.
Yeah, he was always an idol, I guess. Yeah. When I was younger. Definitely growing up as a kid, Rey Mysterio was the wrestler, I kind of wanted to be, So yeah, he was always definitely up there in the favourites, an idol and stuff like that, so.
So what prompted you to don the tights and get in the ring?
Probably just out of curiosity, really, to see what it was and then when I took my first training session, just from there, really, I thought, oh, well, this is really fun, and now I'm doing what I am now.
So where did you train?
I started off at a place real local to me, Wakefield.
Yeah.
Called UKW, and I was there for quite a fair few years. That's where I started.
Hmm. So I saw on YouTube that you did a training match with Jay Lethal. That must have been an amazing experience.
Yeah, he did a seminar at the school, and when was it now? It was maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. That was an incredible experience. Just be able, it was 3 minutes, just being able to just wrestle with Jay Lethal. It was incredible. I love to do it now. Now I know a lot more, and now I feel I'm much more confident now. If I could do that now, it'd be insane.
Well, it was the last couple of years, he has done a couple of UK dates, so you might be able to.
Yeah. I know he's coming over quite soon as well. So.
Mm. Well, you have to get on to 4GM.
Pull
up the money for
it. Yeah.
So, what are some of your signature moves and your finisher?
I like to use a death or driver.
Yeah.
I like to use a running or rotation forearm. And sometimes throwing a little Canadian destroyer if it's big match,
Always pops the crowd, a Canadian destroyer.
So
what do you like about the wrestling business?
Just that it's fun, and there's nothing like it, anywhere else. Wrestling is, in my opinion, one of the greatest things, in sport, in entertainment, just all around. You can get everything from wrestling.
Yeah.
You can go from, the funky characters and, the enjoyment, and then you can go to, the hard-hitting, brutal, but still entertaining wrestling, mm-hmm. All round as an art form, it, in my opinion, it ticks every single box in entertainment and sports.
I say, if you can't find something you like in wrestling, you're just not going to like it. It's just you can't say, I don't like wrestling, because it's just, there's wrestling.
It can literally tick any box of, entertainment, it's incredible.
What are some of your career dreams going forward?
Dreams, I've always said, I just would love to be able to call myself a professional wrestler and say that is my full-time living.
Hmm.
That is my job, That's always been a thing that I've said, and that I still am for now. I want to wrestle as much as possible. I want to go, as many places as possible, work as many people as possible, and literally just be able to say that I make a full-time living from professional wrestling. Because that's an aim,
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely be able to, make a full-time living from professional wrestling.
So do you want to go down the Young Bucks route of keeping the indies and making enough money, or do you want to see if you can get into one of the bigger companies?
Oh, well, who doesn't start wrestling to, you know, want to end up being in the WWE?
Yeah.
You know, it's the biggest wrestling company in the world. It's one of the biggest all-round promotions and companies in anything in the world. So obviously that would be like a dream. Sorry. Like that would be like a complete dream. But at the same time, you know, like if that doesn't happen, then to be able to make a living on the indies would also, I wouldn't complain either way, you know. Like obviously it'd be a dream to go to the WWE and, you know, like be at the performance center and get a chance to possibly be on WrestleMania and some of like the biggest like wrestling shows for the biggest company in the world.
Mm.
But at the same time, I feel that independent wrestling, at the same time, can give those opportunities, like, in their own form. You know, like, say, Ring of Honor and New Japan. Not exactly, they're, like, independent promotions.
Yeah.
But when you consider it, they're not like the WWE, you know? So either way, I wouldn't really complain.
No, as I say, if this progress show at Wembley becomes a success, maybe.
Oh, God, yeah, like, there's a British wrestling show happening at Wembley.
Yeah.
You know, like, what? Like, that, it's insane, you know?
I'm hoping it's a success and it might become like a regular thing, maybe they do joint shows.
Oh, that would be incredible, yeah. Like, even the thought of, same with ICW,
yeah,
running the Hydro, like, there's British wrestling shows happening in these huge arenas. It's, you know, like, and getting very good crowds as well. It's incredible.
Right, so who are some of your favourite feuds and matches you've had so far in your career?
Like, for myself?
Yeah.
Some of my favourite matches would, first off, probably when I won the 4GW Airborne Championship against Ashley Dunn.
Yeah.
Because that match was, like, it got reviewed and it got, like, match of the night. It got, a lot of guys were saying it was, like, match of the year for 4GW.
Yeah, brilliant.
Stuff like that, which was cool. And I won the Airborne Championship there.
And you have to beat Joseph Connors to qualify for that match.
Yes, yeah. So that was just what I was about to say. Wrestling Joseph Connors was a very big match for me. So I think wrestling Connors kind of helped me a lot with, and I don't know if he knows this or not, but it helped me a lot with like my confidence on being like really scared of working these like names and stuff, you know? Because like I was terrified going into that. And then after wrestling with Joe, it flicked a switch or something like that, just to say, you know, like you don't need to be really scared and you don't need to be like feeling like it's not going to go well and stuff like that, because it's not, and it's fun at the end of the day. And now, like, I've grown like good friends with Connors as well, and like going out, I train in Nottingham with him like a couple of times a month as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely wrestling Connors boosted my confidence like so much.
Oh, brilliant.
As well, and then probably like one more would be the final Lucha Forever show I wrestled on.
Yeah.
Against El Guerrero, David Graves, and O'Mara. and that match was, like, insane. Like, it was very, very fun. Really good experience. And I still feel now like that was one of my strongest performances, along with the other two that I've had so far.
Yeah, if I can find the YouTube links, I'll put them in the description below so people can see them.
Yeah, the match with Ashley Dunn is on YouTube. If you go on, like, the 4GW Twitter or Facebook page, you can find it on there. But the match with Connors is only available on DVD.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, I'll put the other match in the description.
But, yeah, sure.
So going forward, who on the British scene are you looking forward to working with in the future?
Oh, well, like, there's so many now, you know, like, great names that it would be, like, incredible to, like, be able to share a ring with. It's a hard one, really, because there's a very long list, you know?
Mm.
I'd love to work with Mark Haskins one day.
Yeah.
So I think that'd be really fun. I'd probably get the shit kicked out of me. It'd be really fun.
Yeah.
I think. I think it'd be really cool to wrestle Kip Sabian as well.
Yeah, he's a brilliant wrestler.
Yeah, he's great. It's really hard to think, like, these fast questions, because there's so many guys I could just name, but, like give a meaning at the same time. There's a lot of guys, like, another guy that'd be really cool to work with, like, he's on the 4GW show, Jody Flash.
Oh, yeah, we interviewed him a couple of months ago, it was brilliant.
Oh, that's cool, yeah. So he, like, in my opinion, was, like, if you thought of, like, British High Flying, you'd think of Jody Flash, along with, like, Johnny Storm as well. So I think to be able to wrestle Jody Flash would be incredible, just because he, for, like, a long time, he was, like, the guy in, like, the fast-paced style of British wrestling, which is obviously like the style that I perform at now. So yeah, to be able to share a ring with him will be really cool.
Yeah, it'll be amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey everybody, this is Steve Wilson, the man behind the monster Kongo Kong, and you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
So you've got a huge show coming up for 4Gen Wrestling, which sees the moment.
Yes.
As I said.
Indeed.
February 10th, Castleford Civic Centre. So it's main evented by Impact Wrestling and Pro Wrestling Guerrillas, Adam Everett. And Cara Noir.
Yeah, Cara Noir, Andrew Everett.
Oh, it's going to be a brilliant main event. So.
The entire card, I think, is the strongest that 4GW have put on, like, in my opinion.
Yeah. So just in general, what should fans expect from a 4Gen wrestling event?
Oh, definitely, like, some of the best British wrestlers go in today. You know, like, if you go down the card, I don't think there's a match on there that you won't have heard of.
No.
You know, so, like,
so you're defending
especially
your,
now... Especially now with like the way that the company's growing so fast, the cards are getting stronger and stronger, the crowd's getting bigger and bigger, and eventually, like, I feel it is definitely going to be a name that people are going to hear of, like, very soon.
Yeah, so you're defending your title against Bobby X?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so can you tell us a bit about your opponent, then? I looked at the website, he looked a lot different than the last time I saw him, he's bulked up a bit.
Yeah. So Bobby X, funnily enough, like, throughout like training, but like kind of like, I guess the way I've wrestled or the way I'm kind of getting like a bit of exposure now at so young, people like would call me like the young BX.
Yeah.
And like the guys I train with, like, oh, I remember when, like, you know, you remind me of Robbie X when he was like a little lad as well. So it's kind of like ironic and quite cool at the same time. Yeah, in my opinion, like Robbie X is one of like the most underrated British wrestlers going today. Like, he deserves to be, you know, working for practically every promotion going.
Yeah.
Like, he's so good. And he's another one now, like, along with, like, Jody Fleisch, that was known as, like, British wrestling's high flyer. I see Robbie X as today's British wrestling high flyer, you know? Like, along with, like, a couple of other names, but definitely, like, Robbie X is on those, like, listed names that you consider with British wrestling high-flying style. So I'm really looking forward to being able to wrestle with Rob.
Yeah, the card is pretty stacked, as we mentioned.
Definitely, the
main events, you've also got Ashley Dunn from the South Coast Connection versus British legend and friend of the show, Jody Fleisch. You've got ICW legend Grado against JJ Barker, who we're going to be talking to next week. Have you saw the Barker Hunt for Grado videos on Twitter?
Yeah, I've been seeing him on Twitter.
Hilarious.
He's out of his mind.
Yeah. Very excited to speak to him.
He's out of his mind.
Also, you have a great tag team match, the Aussie Open against BT Gunn and Stevie Boy, and then the women's title match between Casey Owens and the Freaky Princess Serena.
Sierra Oxton.
I can't think of a name then.
Yeah.
Sierra Oxton. But every match, just brilliant wrestlers in every single.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Like I said, I don't think there's a wrestler in there that any crowd like hasn't heard of. You know, like, obviously Open are storming it throughout like the UK at the minute as well.
Yeah.
Andrew Everett, TNA, PWG, all these, you know, full list of companies. Cara Noir, who is also killing it like on the scene at the minute as well.
Mm.
Like Hope Wrestling Champion, he's killing it. Like, the card is stacked, you know.
Yeah, so it must be amazing.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it must be amazing for someone at your age to earn, not only to work, but learn from people like Fleisch, who is technically brilliant, and then Grado, who's such a proper showman.
Oh, definitely, yeah, it's incredible. You know, like, I'm really looking forward to it. Like always, I aim to impress, and I aim to put on, like, the best match that I can. But compared to this card, it's looking like it's going to be a tough job, but it is something that I'm looking forward to.
So I'll put links to the tickets and info about Seize the Moment in the description below this box. So where else can our listeners see you in the near future?
So on, well, the day after, February 10th in
Birkenhead.
Liverpool. Yeah, Birkenhead. On February 11th, I will be at Wrestle Island in Birkenhead. Then, I'm not sure, I'll have to check my dates. And I'll let you know about that one. But yeah, so it's Yeah, the weekend coming up will be the 10th and the 11th where I am. And then there's like numerous other dates where I do like ring hires with the Floyd UW guys.
Mm.
On like the other side where I'm not actually wrestling.
Alright, okay.
And just going to shows and being the ring crew and stuff like that. I'll be at Southside Wrestling next week on the 3rd. Well, not next week, on Saturday. On the 3rd, and Tyler Wrestling in Leeds on the 4th with the ring crew.
Alright, cool, brilliant.
So, yeah.
So hopefully I'll meet you at Wrestle Island. I've got the tickets. Taking the whole family,
yeah.
So hopefully get a chance to say hello to you.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, definitely, man.
Right, so before we go, do you want to promote your social media?
Yeah, sure. So you can find me on Twitter, at @Joe_NelsonUK. The same for Instagram, so @Joe_NelsonUK. Then one more time, final push, February 10th, Floyd UW at Castleford Civic Centre. The biggest show for Floyd UW to date. Ringside's already sold out. General are selling up very fast, like faster than we've ever had before.
Yeah.
The card, top to bottom, is stacked, so if you're not there, you're missing out, really.
Yeah, so that links will be in the description below this box, but if you can also go to our page on our website, and there's a link to the tickets, if you find it easy doing that. I've really enjoyed speaking to you today. I'd love to have you on again in the future.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. Hopefully, you can come back on in the future.